The answer to a happier and calmer life might be simpler than you think. Houseplants and gardening. Come learn how plant care can be your best tool for self-care on the Growing Joy podcast, where we learn not only to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more calm and joy in our lives. I'm Maria, your new best plant friend, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, an epic plant killer turned happy plant lady. I'm a self-development addict who realized that after spending thousands on yoga retreats, juice cleanses, and self-development, the most effective tool for building a joyful relationship with myself and finding calm that I thought was reserved for vacations on the beach was in my simple and beautiful hobby of caring for houseplants and growing tomatoes in my garden. On the Growing Joy podcast, I host conversations about how to optimize your plant care with topics like how to stop killing your succulents, how to care for Hoya, and how do grow lights really even work? But in addition to that amazing plant care education, on the Growing Joy podcast, we take it to the next level. With conversations about wellness through the lens of plants, with topics like herbalism, nature therapy, forest bathing, and more, no matter what type of plant parent you are or what type of nature-based therapy that you're into, I bet we've got an episode for it. Come grow some joy with us with weekly episodes.
Plant care is self-care on Growing Joy, the podcast.
So picture this. You're lounging on somebody's beach, enjoying the sun on your skin, and suddenly it hits you. Why not use this summer to make some progress in your financial future? Hey y'all, it's Tyra coming at you from sunny Los Angeles, where summer is pretty much in full swing. From day parties to food truck festivals, new seasonal routines can accidentally change up your spending habits and make building credit a lot more stressful. With Chime's Credit Builder Visa credit card, turn every summer purchase into a step towards a stronger credit score. With each responsible swipe, regular on-time payments, and no annual fees or interest, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress this season. Y'all know my favorite Chime feature is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200 gives me a little extra peace of mind wherever Visa credit cards are accepted. And whether I'm beach hopping or a spontaneous road tripping, I can feel secure knowing that Chime provides access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. With Chime's secure credit card, you can improve your credit scores all summer long. Get started today at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, my name is Laika, and you're listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Tyra. This summer, we are switching things up. Welcome to Summer Stories, celebrating our narratives. Over the next few weeks, get ready to be inspired as we spotlight some of our amazing listeners, sharing their own powerful stories. Because let's face it, Black girls aren't a monolith. Our experiences are as diverse as we are beautiful. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's celebrate our stories together.
As Black women, we're often left out of the conversation when it comes to setting standards for romantic love, or any love for that matter. Let's change that, starting here.
Good things are as powerful.
What's up, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I'm your guest host, Laika G6, coming to you all the way from Botswana, Africa. I'm a dancer and all-around content creator, and I'm here today to share my secrets to a long-term relationship. I'm not saying I'm an expert or anything. In fact, this has been very much a learn-as-I-go process. But I just celebrated my 6-year anniversary with my boyfriend on the 2nd of June, and our relationship has only been getting better with each year. So we're going to get into some of my biggest observations thus far right after our affirmation for the week. This week's affirmation is, I am the love of my life. 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 Let's say it all together, guys. I am the love of my life. I love this affirmation because it dispels the idea that we have to find the love of our life in a certain amount of time or else, by reminding us that we are all we really need. I struggled with this growing up because I was constantly focused on what I needed to do or become to be worthy of someone else's attention. I could even argue that it was one of the biggest reasons I first stepped into content creation. And I didn't even realize it at the time. I was attention starved and trying to find my fix whatever way I could get it. And this may have worked for me in the classroom because I was a straight A student and all my teachers loved me. But it's definitely not a philosophy I would advise anybody to have going about their day-to-day life. Now, I am a middle child, and I feel like that played a huge role in my understanding of love growing up. I was constantly doing my best in everything because I wanted my parents' praise. Unfortunately, that had the opposite effect as I quickly became the child they didn't have to worry about. Cue overachieving for attention! This is something I carried into other relationships going forward. Performing for attention. Somehow the message I got was, I just have to show them how great I am, then they'll love me. Whether it was friends or boys I had a crush on, I've since grown to learn that that's the opposite of what I should have been doing. The first example most of us have for love in our lives is our parents, both in how they interact with each other and how they treat us. Compounded with that is the love we see around us in the media. I'll just be honest right now and say I was a fairy tale believing, happy ending kind of girl as a result of these examples around me. My parents rarely argued in front of us, and the movies I watched always ended in happily ever after. So I had a very surface level understanding of love as a kid. And I often romanticized behaviors that were far from loving. More often than not, all it took for me to like a guy was for him to like me. Even as I say that, I cringe a bit because I basically had no standards at all. My parents did very well in ensuring that the color of my skin never stopped me from dreaming big dreams for my career and life ambitions. But as happens in a lot of African households, discussions of romantic love was far from common practice. I did not really have any dream traits that my perfect partner should have. I just dreamt of having anybody. I didn't have the luxury of being picky. I know some people have fairly liberal parents. Mine are quite liberal themselves. But the discussions about boys were very much limited to don't get pregnant. Our house was not the kind of safe space to discuss new feelings like crushes and other aspects of puberty My mom gave me a Have You Started Yet book when I started my period. It was like this roadmap guide with different frequently asked questions of girls who just started their period. That was the discussion. She was trying her best with the background that she had. I get that now. But I mention it to say, for the most part, I was really on my own when it came to boys and boy troubles. And oh, were there boy troubles. Remember what I said about having no standards? Y'all, I'm being very, very vulnerable in admitting this because I'm very much a proud feminist now. But I used to be a pick-me-sha. Don't kill me! Ugh. I don't know if you guys know what airtime is in the States. It's like mobile minutes, I guess. But I remember one time I had texted my crush, and when he didn't reply, I sent him airtime because I thought he had run out or something. And I made sure I sent him enough for like 5 text messages. That boy responded once to say thank you for the airtime and disappeared for the rest of the weekend. But did that stop me from liking him? No! I just became more determined to get his attention away from the prettiest girl in class and onto me. Like, challenge accepted. And at the time, I didn't even understand the racism or colorism that was at play. I was just 11, 12 years old. So I spent the rest of my weekend thinking up my next plan to get my man. Yuck. All this to say that after a few years of therapy, I now understand that the way I craved attention from my parents began to reflect in the way I sought romantic love from my peers as we grew into that stage of life. I wasn't focused on how a person was treating me or making me feel. I just wanted to be chosen for once. And all that that desperation does is make you the perfect candidate to be taken advantage of by multiple people in all different ways. Most media was not too favorable to the black girl of the friend group. She had to make do or accept whatever she got, both in friendships and romantically. And that was very much evident in some of the friend groups I was a part of. What comes to mind is that one song in Camp Rock, "And you should be happy, excited, even if you're just invited, 'cause the winners need someone to clap for them." And they had the black girl sing it too. I hung out with a lot of people who, looking back, did not like me at all. And my heart honestly breaks for my younger self because she really didn't know any better. I did not ever fathom that I could just walk away from these so-called friends who took joy in causing me pain under the guise of friendly banter. I knew what flat-out bullying looked like. And I stood up to my fair share of bullies too. But the concept of someone smiling in your face just to stab you in the back was one that never really crossed my mind until I was about 15. And I had dealt with a lot of fake friends up to that point. I longed for a best friend so badly, but I never seemed to be good enough for anyone. I remember once at a sleepover, my friend told me, "You're not my best friend. Sabrina is." I just made up this name. I remember thinking to myself, why can't we all be best friends? But I just told myself, Sabrina has way more Barbie dolls than me. Who wouldn't choose her? It's so funny how the child mind chooses to rationalize things. Safe to say, I have also participated in certain things I'm not too proud of for the sake of wanting to belong. Like acting like a certain girl just didn't exist because the queen bee in my grade said so. I ended up apologizing to this girl and befriending her in the end, but I am ashamed to have participated to any degree. But that's what I mean when I say I was a pick-me-sha. I did not know or understand that just by existing, I was worthy of love in all forms and good love nonetheless. I went around accepting any type of belonging I could find for as long as it didn't go against the black and white, wrong or right I was taught at home. And that is one of my biggest observations. I suppose that when parenting a child, it's easiest to explain things as black and white. Don't touch the hot pot. Do brush your teeth before bed. Don't lie to your elders. But in reality, the world is filled with a lot more gray areas. My bully being nice to me when no one else was around didn't mean that she was actually my friend and I just had to put up with it. My friends trying to ditch me after school wasn't just some weird game we were playing that afternoon. And boys smacking my butt in the hallways didn't mean that they really liked me. These things were wrong, but minutely wrong in the sense that my younger self did not see them as tipping the scales into all the way wrong territory. It was just a fly in the corner of the windshield. Age has taught me that it's perfectly all right not to want any flies on my windshield, period.
Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility. It's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex, and I love how the hosts seem to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. Are you done struggling and want to take charge of your wellness journey? Through their range of products, Equilibria has helped over 200,000 women take charge of their wellness routine and bring balance to their lives. And you guys, I'm most excited about taking care of my overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut on my immunity, mental health, sleep, and my skin. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense makes taking care of it all a breeze. This 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection is packed with a science-backed probiotic blend. And how do I know it's working? My improved energy levels and mood speak for themselves. I love that Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your journey with curated routines developed by wellness experts and by offering personalized one-on-one support. Begin to feel your best today. Explore all of EQ's products and even save big with a subscription box. Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Living in LA, I hear Spanish everywhere, at the grocery store, at my favorite restaurants, and even when I'm working. And would y'all believe me if I told y'all I minored in Spanish in college, but I'm still not fluent? I mean, I've been learning Italian for a year now, and I would say I'm bilingual, okay? But adding Spanish to the mix just felt right. And I had to redeem myself. And that is where Babbel comes in. When I started using Babbel, I was amazed at how quickly I could fit a 10-minute lesson into my busy schedule. And y'all know I am busy. In just 3 weeks, I was already having real conversations in Spanish. And let me tell you, Babbel's speech recognition technology is an absolute game changer. It's like having my own personal language coach on standby, helping me to perfect my Spanish pronunciation versus my Italian. Because y'all, the word water is basically the same in both of these languages. In Spanish, you have agua, and in Italian, you have acqua. And I know that thanks to Babbel. Babbel's lessons are crafted by over 200 language experts who are also just real people and have been backed by studies from Yale and Michigan State University. Plus, Babbel's lessons are rooted in real life situations. So you'll be ready to practice what you've learned in real world. This stuff is effective, y'all. No wonder they've sold over 16 million subscriptions. So I say all that to say, we have a special limited time deal for our listeners. Now y'all listen, right now you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but it is only for our AFBG listeners at babbel.com/affirmations. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/affirmations, spelled babbel.com/affirmations. Rules and restrictions may apply. Join me and millions of other Babbel learners and make 2024 the year you achieve your language goals, baby. Babbel, language for life.
So what's different now? How did I end up finding myself in a loving 6-year relationship with my best friend? I just started choosing myself. I got tired of constantly running after others, be it friends, boyfriends, and even the approval of my family. At some point, something just clicked within and I realized I am the only person who I know for certain I will be stuck with for the rest of my life. And then I started acting like it. Instead of focusing so much on what kind of a best friend I wanted and crying that I didn't have her around, I decided to be that best friend for myself. And I mean fully be my best friend. Like, she is a separate person in my head, and I think of ways I could make her happy or uplift her day all the time. I made myself a little affirmation box to be able to refer to on my lower mental health days, and it's honestly one of the sweetest things I've done for me. When that wave of depression hits, being able to pick out a random statement I wrote to myself reminds me of how much I do love myself. And part of loving myself fully meant loving myself through my mistakes too. I worked for a year in therapy to change how I spoke to myself, especially in moments of mistakes or embarrassment. What really works well is envisioning that I'm speaking to my younger self, because who can really be mean to a little kid? She's just finding her way in the world all on her own, doing the best she can with what she knows. Once I began to allow myself the space to make mistakes without degrading my whole character, loving myself became easier and easier. It also gave me the freedom to learn from my mistakes and to choose better for myself going forward, rather than avoid thinking about them altogether. I was then able to be more honest with myself about the different men I had allowed to experience me in the past, and about the part I played in the hurt I faced. And really, the biggest part was not having any standards, playing at being shy and dainty, trying to curate this perfect persona who could keep a man's attention. My little sister deserves a lot of credit for this awakening. She once said to a guy who asked her out, "You're very attractive, but that's about all you have going for you," when saying no. I scrumped. My mouth was hanging. What a bold 16-year-old she was at the time. And a light just switched in my brain, which allowed me to also think for myself, why do you deserve me when it came to men or boys? I allowed myself to scrutinize them, to be my full quirky self, and to be the one to decide when someone wasn't good enough for me. And of course, that's exactly when the universe decided to finally give me the fairy tale I had been looking for. When my man and I were first dating, I full out told him I was not interested in relationships anymore because of my prior dating experience. It truly had convinced me that the man I was looking for was not in Botswana. But he persisted, going above and beyond what any man had done in the past, literally walking almost 20 kilometers to come and see me whenever his car had broken down. I'll give you guys a second to like calculate 20 kilometers into miles. I can't do that. But when I say that this guy is my best friend, I mean that so seriously. He is somehow the embodiment of the friendship and romantic love my younger self yearned for years. I firmly believe that setting a standard through loving myself taught me that I deserve better when it comes to love. Not only that, but also that we need a healthy balance from love from multiple sources. We can't get everything from ourselves or from just one person. I have grown to select better friends, to create a safer space with my parents, and to love myself through all my seasons. I am happier on my sad days now than I ever was in the past, and I believe that comes from loving myself enough to be honest about my mistakes when it comes to love. I still get hurt, mostly in friendships, but I'm proud to say that it hasn't affected my sense of self or confidence in my character like it used to in my childhood. Because I love me. And to be loved by me is such a beautiful gift I get to give myself every day that I wake up. And I hope you feel inspired to give yourself that gift too. You know what time it is. It's time for our fun closing segment. I'm gonna do a recommendation of the day. So firstly, I'm going to recommend you make yourself a little affirmation box. Find some inspirational quotes online or come up with some on your own or mix them up. You can handwrite them or print them out and just put them all into like a small box by your bedside. Read one in every morning or keep them specifically for your gloomy days, whatever works best for you. I should be making a video about this soon, so you can check out my TikTok at Like a G6, that's LAIK_A_G6. And I would be completely remiss if I did not tell y'all to dance. Move your body around, let go of whatever energies might be clogged up, be free. There are a lot of dance classes around in the States, and I know because I've been watching them from a distance for like a decade now. So you guys who are there should take advantage of it, please, at least on my behalf. Or if you're a shy girly, there's this platform I represent, www.kittycompound.com. That's KittyCompound.com. And you can use my code LAIKA when registering to get yourself some coins off. That's LAIKA. I'll make sure that it's down in the show notes as well. L-A-I-K-A. That code should be good for at least the next 3 months, so get some use out of it. But the platform has all different dance styles and dance levels to choose from, taught by a range of renowned choreographers, and you can access all of it in the comfort of your own home. I love representing this brand because it makes dancing so much more accessible for everyone, not just professional dancers. And I strongly, strongly, strongly believe in the healing power of dance. I mean, it's really, really hard to feel sad when you're dancing. And I promise you will feel way better about handling whatever you might be going through after you get jiggy with it. And just like that, my episode is ending. But I just want to say a huge thank you guys for listening this far. This was really, really fun and an exciting challenge for me to take on guest hosting this episode. Thank you so much, Tyra, for trusting me with your platform and your audience. It means the world to me. If you want to hear more from me, see me more, you can check out my profiles. It's Laika G6 across YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. Am I still on Twitter? I might be blocked there. But Facebook, L-A-I-K-A G6. Or my at is at LAIK_A_G6. Thank you so much. Stay fly. Bye.
Hey, AFBG family, Tyra here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Summer Stories Celebrating Our Narratives. Wasn't this guest host amazing? Be sure to check out the show notes to learn more about her and make sure you rate the podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Affirmations for Black Girls. And do not forget to sign up for our newsletter that is also linked down below in the show notes. We have some amazing things coming for you. I'm super excited for what the future holds. So be sure to tune in again next week. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.